Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron, and we're having another wonderful BBS program. And today is Monday. We're still in the month of August, and it's the 22nd. Just got off of our eight-hour conference call yesterday, which we have. We have one more left starting next week, next Sunday. We get rid of the alien life forms. We go into a special room to oscillate these energetic beings out of you, and they also have themselves cloned or fabricated as some of your body parts and things, so organs, etc. So they can actually come in there and look like that but be an alien life form. So who's living inside of you? If you're not in there, who and what is? So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Annika?
I am out here, Ron. Yes, thank you. And great to be on and welcome everybody to Monday with the Creation Light Chip. And we have an hour to do some special healing samples and talk about what the Light Chip is here to do and what's going on right now. And right now, today, we actually have a very special guest on as a sponsor. And if you feel like you want to sponsor a show, you can contact Ron. We always welcome sponsors, as Ron has to do all this on his own. And it's free for us, and it is costing him money. So anyone who's sponsored basically has to is able to bring up their own questions and requests and that sort of thing. And then we will see what else we can take from Fast Chat. So, Pauline, welcome.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
It's hard for me to hear you. I hope everybody else is hearing you good, Pauline.
Okay, I'll speak into my phone.
A little low on this side, too. Maybe BBS.
It's a bit low? Okay.
But I can hear you.
Okay, well, it's just Pauline. I can hear you well, Ron. So, Pauline, how are you doing? And I'm going to let you take over a little bit, and then I'll come in now and again.
Okay, well, let's, I'd like Ron actually to do a sample of the chakras.
Okay, so what we'll do here is a chakra alignment. This we haven't done for a while, so we'll first go to your heart center. And the first thing is to make sure that it's positioned properly. So we're going to do that now. Remember, it just spins around, and it can move up and down and go sideways and not be connected properly to your body energetics and also your spirit. So here we go. Moving your heart center here. There we go. And just take kind of a deep breath. Maybe you might feel your body relaxing more. Might also get a surge of energy. Go to your throat chakra here. And they get moved because of psychic attacks, of mind energy being forced onto your body. So your body energies, along with your chakras, which is more spiritual, but it knows that it's being psychically attacked. So it tries to, like, move around or away from where the energy is being directed to it. Sometimes the chakras just turn around 180 degrees as people get confronted with people in front of them. So here we go. Throat chakra looks good. Go to your third eye now. There we go. Okay, great. Now we'll go down to your power chakra. That's below the heart, kind of solar plex area. Okay, that feels good. And second chakra, a little bit below your navel. There we go. And first chakra is basically your spine here. Great. Okay. So we'll do an opening now for them because they're in the right position, but what size are they? Okay. So we'll do body width for everybody so that you get a lot of energy. And that way it won't go out of your body and connect with other people too. So here we go. Body width. So heart chakra, use the word spin to increase it. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra. spin, 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 open. There we go. Okay, should feel pretty good now. So, Pauline, how are you doing?
Can great.
You feel that energy?
Yes, I do. Can I ask you, is it, do you feel any of the people might have some of the chakras mixed up, like, you know, like women with the, you know, the second chakra and the heart chakra? Can you check to see if the, that needs to be readjusted or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. So sometimes some people get mixed up with love, which is, you know, it's sexual energy of love, which mainly is in the second chakra. And somehow they get it confused with the heart. And so sometimes you have those two energies maybe mixed up or just part of one and the other. So let's take all the energies from the heart center that go elsewhere, and we'll just take them out of there. So you could have maybe energy from the throat and also, you know, power second and first chakra in your heart. So we'll take these out of there. It's kind of like cording, and we'll take these energies and put them back to where they belong to. There we go. And we'll do the first chakra. We'll just go up the chakras here. So do first chakra, same process. If it's intermixed with other energies along any other chakras, we'll just take it out now and bring it all to where it's supposed to be. There we go. Second chakra, same thing. Oh, boy. Ugh. And here we go, going down there. And power chakra. Okay. Heart chakra, we already did. That feels good. And heart throat chakra. Okay, and third eye. There we go. Okay. There. Back
Could
to you, Pauline.
Great. Can you also check to see if our bodies are back in the, I mean, I assume it is, but maybe I'm not. It might be some people upside down or something. I don't really know. If you want to see if we have, or in our bodies correctly?
Yeah, we'll see. So I'm going to take you out of your body instantly and put you back in so that your spirit is facing forward, which will look like your physical body in the right direction. Here we go. Going out and back in. There. So I'll just comment on that. I've had people that I've seen where maybe their torso's upside down, maybe they're missing a foot or leg or something because they're out in the astral plane and they just got messed up. So your body could be like a Rubik's Cube being twisted and turned all around. This is why you know, need to have it corrected at times. So it's very important to have yourself and the body correctly. What we could do is have a little fun here, and this is if you wish to do this. We can turn your spirit, now that it's in right, we'll turn it 90 degrees so your spirit's facing to the right side. You could end up with a little headache, feeling a little weird, nauseous, possibly, but it'll go away about probably 10 minutes after we do this and then recorrect you. So you may have a 10-minute residue, but the reason why I do this is because, you know, you can talk about something all day long. And naturally, you know, you don't have the experience, but you do have all the mental energy and words of what it is like. Well, this way you're actually feeling it. So you're going to know yourself if you're in your body improperly. And that's the main thing. And you can just tell your spirit to go out and in again and come back in right. It's that simple. So here we go. I'm going to turn you to the right. This is with your own choice here. And your spirit will do it if you say so. So here we go. Turn to the right. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. So now your psychic ability in front of you is probably about two-thirds less. But boy, to the right of you, you can really feel energies out there. That's because, you know, your spirit is connected and moving in that direction. So you may feel your body may be getting cold some places in it because it's not hooked up right. And this is kind of the way it would feel if you did not do the magnetic twisted body clearing. Remember, some of your bodies are this way also. And so now you can kind of get an idea of what it's like and how important it is to do that clearing. Now we're going to take you and put you so you're facing backwards. have great psychic radar back there. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's turned. So now if you notice, you know, it's like if you're lucky, you probably have, you know, a few feet in front of you of psychic radar, okay? Maybe even less. But behind you, man, it feels like you got binoculars on looking at everything. But what good does it do you, okay? Because you're looking forward physically. If you're walking backwards, it might help you. You know, maybe he's looking for stuff that you might stumble upon or something, because your spirit will see the energy and know what's happening. But normally you want it always to be forward. Okay, so here we go. Let's turn you to the right, left side now. Counting again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now you have great psychic radar to the left of you. Not much to the right side, because, you know, you're not looking that direction. Your focus is not there. Okay, and here we go again. We're going now in front of you, the way you should be. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So for myself right now, I have a slight headache. It'll go away shortly here, but that's the way I'm feeling, just because that's the way it is. Now, note, if you have a headache, did you ever have a headache before and not know why? Maybe you felt really gooped up during a day or two. Sometimes when your spirit comes in wrong, like if you're sleeping at night and, you know, you wake up with the alarm clock going off and you get startled and you jump a lot during that time frame, then you come in the body wrong. It'll do a crash landing. If you've been out there in the astral plane doing, like, you know, in a battle with maybe old cannons or something and you got hit in the belly with a cannon shell, or somebody's out there doing, you know, sword fights and you got your arm whacked off or head off, you know, your spirit comes in that way. So that's why I don't recommend astral travel. And it can take a while to get healed. So typically, if you come in your body wrong, you may come in wrong all the time from that particular moment, whenever that would be. So anyway, that's why you want to be in your body properly, to give your spirit energy so that it can heal your body. Otherwise, it doesn't go into anything. It's just sitting there. Can't connect to those energetic bodies. That's why we have also the magnetic twisted body clearing. So back to you, Pauline.
Wow, I really felt that. That was cool. It's sort of like, even though I have up, you know, my unlimited magnetic twisted body one, I guess because I wanted to feel this, it sort of suspended, and I actually felt what you said, like everything was on the right and then turned back, and then so my left side got numb, and then eventually I started feeling woozy. And then that was very interesting. I never actually, I remembered when you untwisted it, and that was interesting. And never did the upside down body. I didn't feel that until you one time. I think you also did that for the group. And yeah, I felt it.
I think I'll put you in your bodies so that your head's by your feet.
Oh no, I don't want to smell my feet, Ron. I smelled it last time. I don't want to smell my stinky feet.
Oh no.
Okay, I won't do that.
All right, if you want, maybe the audience needs to experience this. Go ahead. I'll tolerate
it. You're actually going to be smelling the ground, basically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everybody.
Well, I'm on a high-level floor, so I don't smell the ground.
Oh, good.
Here we go. We're coming out, and now you're coming in. There we go. So.
Ew, I do smell it.
Now we're going to take you out and put you
that
back in.
That feels weird.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not an acrobat, but this feels like being an acrobat.
Yeah. So, again, I feel a little dizzy, but it'll balance out.
Wow.
So, remember, and if you were out quite a ways on one side, that could also be maybe why your body's feeling weird right now, because your body's healing from that effect of being in your body improperly. So that could be another thing, you know. But normally you should balance out really quickly here.
Well,
you know, like I said, 10 minutes would be a long time. So back to you, Pauline.
Sometimes people lean, you know how they favor one side? Is that also probably a misalignment of some sort as well?
Let's try that. What we're going to do now is put all your spirit energy to your left side. And then I want you all to walk, see how you feel. Here we go. So count to five again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, your spirit is right on the left side of you. Maybe connected to your skin, going down the outside of your left leg. Get up and walk, everybody.
Yeah.
See if you're, just see how you feel. We'll get some information on the fast chat, I'm sure. So do that for about a half a minute, and you can walk around too, Pauline.
I can't. I have to put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
We're not back right yet, Ron, right? We're still...
No, not at all.
Not
yeah,
yet.
That's why
we
feel so weird. Carrie is asking, are we back
yet? Yeah, you got a peg leg or something, you know?
Yeah, it feels like
you're
that.
You're on crutches or leg amputated. So here we go. I'm going to put you to the right side now. This is like the dark side cause and effect stuff, right? You get the exact opposite of what you're asking for. So here we go. Never any thing in wholeness. Here we go.
Sounds like karma.
Yeah, now we're going to put you. Yeah, this is. Now we're going to put you on the right side. Here we go. Yeah, that's what it would be. There we go. Right side energies there. Everybody's there. So you probably are actually feeling much better because now it's on the right side, but it still doesn't feel right.
Now it's heavy on the right side.
Remember, the first experience for anything is what you normally remember. And then after you have a few experiences, it doesn't feel quite as bad. Or the emotional, intent of what happened is really strong the first time because, you know, you're searching. Okay, now we're going to put you in the middle where you should be. Moving back. There we go. There. I could put you all forward. Let's go forward.
Oh, no.
All the way.
He's like a little roller coaster. He's giving us a roller coaster ride, aren't you?
Here we go. You're all the way forward now in your body. So for the men, it might feel like, you have a backpack on in front of you, which women probably always feel anyway with their breasts. But men might feel like, well, this feels kind of heavy because everything is off balance. Okay. And now we're going to put you to the back side of you. There we go. And again, you know, I hope you're all walking and checking your posture. I know I'm going really quick with this here, but if you had a posture problem, maybe your spirit was in crooked or took on some other energy, maybe from the astral plane and maybe having something broken, so you had to twist your body a little bit. And now we're going to put you in properly. There we go. Okay. So, back to you, Pauline.
Since we've been doing a lot of this, I bet you a lot of people are in the mental body right now. Even though they're feeling, I just feel that we haven't had a mental body clearing in a while. Could we do that?
Yeah.
Sounds good, yeah.
So, here we go. This is going to help to balance you out mentally. This clearing does many things. It's hard to even talk about it. I don't normally talk about it anyway, but it does balance your left and right brain. It can help take away a lot of negative patterns that you're dealing with. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Just kind of see how you feel afterwards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Pauline.
Does Annika want to read anything off of the fast chat?
I was going to say is Janice said she has a right side headache, and hopefully that has subsided. But like you said, Ron, is that maybe an indication that she's now coming in better?
Yeah, because the energy is probably flowing there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do have something happening right now anyway, it's probably because you were improper or maybe a piece of you was being misplaced or something, and you weren't there. So.
Yeah. And Marie R. says she felt every one of them. And is it Marcy, head on crooked on axis, if head is not straight? Okay. Yeah. It's very, very interesting, actually, two experiences. I have to say that inside of me I go, no, I don't want to, but I do see what you're what you're showing us, Ron. It is actually interesting to feel it, you know. Yeah, it was very strong. So back to you, Pauline. You want to do the next thing, probably.
Ron, if whatever he just did for the chakras, can we get that online? Or, like, is that the chakra clearing that Annika has told me she's been on before? So is that how you would try to work with that if we don't always get a chance to get you to do it for us? Or can we just ask our spirits, or how do we, you know, reach that chakra alignment the way you share, you know, gave us samples of so far?
So it is a chakra, whole life chakra alignment clearing that Ron has on the website, and it's very, very good. It's called chakra alignment. I'm pretty sure if I search for it, I can search for it here and see if I find it. So. Or chakra clearing.
I think it was an advanced clearing or something like that. That's what I thought was strange, because everybody usually meditates the chakras. So they must be full of stuff and, you know, front and back and the whole thing. And then it just also reminds me that the chakra somehow is also associated with one other clearing you have online, which is the crown chakra disconnect. I believe you also clear out things in there, but I don't know if it aligns everything. And also, it's also important, the crown chakra, because disconnect because of the magnetic bodies, either before or after. Do you recommend the crown chakra one? Because you didn't really address this crown chakra in the chakra alignment.
So the ones that are on just to refresh you, Ron, is the ones that are online, is the chakra system clearing, and that is a whole lifetime clearing. And if you want to search it for this particular clearing that Pauline is talking about is on the creationlightship.com, and you can just put in chakra and all the chakra clearings will come up. And it's a chakra system clearing that goes every year of your life, this current lifetime. And then it's chakra system clearing for the generations, goes up to 49 generations. There's a few different ones. And the crown chakra alien cording disconnection. So I think what you were asking, Pauline, was should you have the chakra system clearing first before you go on to the crown chakra cording disconnect?
Yeah, if there's any interrelationship in there, or which goes first, or
does
one do some part of the other? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they're both two different clearings. The crown chakra one gets the aliens off of you, so that one I would definitely say to do. The other one is the chakra alignment one is more for getting your body back into shape. So I would personally probably go for the crown chakra disconnection and get that one done before you do the other one, because you do want to get them off of you.
So the rest of the chakras that you can tick off on the crown chakra disconnect, it has to do with the alien cordings?
It's all like alien cordings, I believe. Did you have that page up, Annika, where you can maybe look at it?
I don't have the page, but I see it here. It's a crown chakra alien cording disconnection, and yes, that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a while, but I know it is, disconnecting you from that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. What it does, it takes away and closes your body off so that your chakra energy is not being radiated to the universe and things around you.
I think it also has.
So that would be a good one also to do for anybody who's in a hospital, because their chakras are going bananas if they've had an operation or have pain. So it would be very good to get them back into alignment again. But they're both very good clearings.
I remember the crown chakra. I think I remember recall it has, it shrink wraps you and then removes entities. Is that, I think.
Yeah, that one should be on that one, I think.
On the crown chakra.
The crown chakra disconnection.
Got it. So it's good. Sounds like you need both of them. But like you said, first get rid of the crown chakra one so that if you do the magnetic bodies, I would think they might try to get in, because I've had that. I felt like. When I sort of did that, I sort of felt it coming. I feel every once in a while they're trying to get into my crown chakra again. So I guess you need to do the unlimited as well.
Yeah. Uh huh.
All I know is that it goes through all the chakras, crown chakra, the disconnection from the aliens through the crown chakra. It does go through all the chakras, Pauline, but
yeah,
I actually don't have it up right now. I could see if I can find it here for myself.
You want me to try
but,
to pull it up? Because I have my computer here, too.
No, I couldn't hear you at all. Sorry.
You want me to pull it up? I think I
no, can it's okay.
All
I
right.
can see.
They
we can
it.
Move on to the next thing, or shall I do the request that I got?
Sure.
Or go ahead.
Something.
Okay, so we have a request from a veteran, or maybe a few of them, asking for help with battle fatigue. Ron.
Okay, boy. Let me see how we can handle that. That can go in many different directions. Boy, I'm just seeing energies being taken away from having shots. That could be part of battle fatigue. Having, you know, just nobody likes to get shots anyway. Well, that could be a gigantic package of stuff.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is another big
let's
one.
Let's first do, so these are for the vets out there, and it may even work for anyone else if you just change it from vets into just like a fear, okay? So I guess the first thing for vets would be the people that were drafted, okay? So you got your letter in the mail about being drafted. So that would be fear. So let's just kind of do this one here. So here we go. And I'll count to 10, because naturally being drafted is one thing, but maybe being killed is another. So remember, that's the other, the negative side of this process. So here we go. Getting away, maybe fear of death when you got your draft notice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do something with, since now you're moved on and you're in boot camp, some type of fear there that you may have had. So this is your choice to think of a fear, anxiety, fear, something like that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's a big one. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so now you graduated from boot camp, and maybe you didn't get what you wanted to do when you first enlisted, we'll say. Maybe you got demoted or doing something that you really don't want to do, but you have to. So let's just clear that away. Here we go. And this can also just pertain to life itself. I got an email here, betrayed by the military, something like that. Okay, maybe they did something. They're told you can get in get enlisted one way, and they put you sideways into something else. So anyway, if you're a vet out there, that may have happened to you. If not, just think of it as going to a job, and, you know, this is kind of like all job-related. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels stronger still. Wow, a lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still some more energy. So I guess the best listening must not feel too happy about that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels better. And now we'll do a clearing for maybe where they sent you. Maybe you're an older Vietnam vet. Maybe you're a Gulf War vet listening. So maybe you have, like, I guess we could just use a thing about battle fatigue, I guess, something like that. battle trauma. Here we go. So we'll do what we can. And this could be, you know, could take a long time to clear, but just think of this one situation that you had. Because if you're in battle, you could have something going on each day. So just think of the one that's haunting you the most right now. This would actually maybe be a five-hour clearing. So here we go. Think of one particular situation. And like I said, if you have a job and you had a bad day at your job and it's still haunting you, think of that too. So it'll work for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, we'll do one more clearing here. So you, had your time spent in the armed services here, and now you came home, and this is the first day that you arrived home, and maybe people are not honoring what you did during the times that you were in the service. Maybe you found maybe protesters possibly, or people just didn't care what you went through. You're just back now in your hometown. And here we go. So this might be shock of coming back into a civilian lifestyle. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This feels pretty heavy still. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we got a fast chat here. Post-traumatic stress. So again, you have to think of one incident. This could be, you know, a very, very large involved healing that we'd have to do for these people. But here we go. 1, 2, just think of something. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's, I guess, good enough for that particular question there. So I
thank
guess,
you.
So, boy, that was a rough one.
That was rough, I know. I could feel that. And a lot of comments from everyone there. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. And, what do you have? Do you want to comment, Pauline?
Oh, yeah, I could imagine that they would definitely benefit by the death barcodes because they probably had many near-death experience being out in the battlefield, and that would include the stress barcode, so that would work out great for them to be doing that when they've been returned back to the States. You know, wouldn't that be great if that's what they offered these soldiers or anybody?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's really a good point, you know, with the stress, because when you do your death barcodes, you actually have another part to it, which is it also removes the barcodes that relates to stress or a kind of a death by stress. I mean, we probably all could definitely use help with that. So, it's another way they try to get to us. So I found the clearing we were talking about before all this, the crown chakra alien cording disconnection, and I have it up right now, and it's a long clearing. It's been a while since I did it. That's why I just kind of lost track of that one. It's a really interesting clearing. It goes through chakras, 7, which is the crown chakra, and down to the root chakra, number 1, and part 2 goes through all the different parts of your body. Then it goes down to continue with also putting in front side, back side, left side, right side, spine. And then you have also a custom input there that you can do yourself. And part three includes body energy shrink wrap, entity removal, spirit retrieval, and spirit integration. It's a wonderful long clearing, but definitely something to do. So, does that answer your question there?
Yeah, can you skip around? Do you have to do it in that order? Let's say you just want to go to entity removal or shrink wrap. Can you just go jump right to that, or do you have to go through the order of it?
Over to you, Ron. What do you say?
Good question. You could probably skip around on it, but just kind of look and see what you're missing before that. But yeah, if one feels like
it was an emergency, I'm saying, yeah,
to do first, yeah, I would say there'd probably be no problem with that, because that is a pretty long clearing. But at least do the first part of it. You want to get those chakras undone.
Oh, like for after the when you get the unlimited, that's when you can go back and, you know, as you need it, you can go and
that's correct.
That would be best for
a lot of the clearings are set up so that it's in a sequential order on what's happening, so that you're able to have, you know, all the ducks in a row. That's why we put them that way. But on the unlimited, you could probably jump around. Some people have asked me about, I mentioned this before, about the unlimited. If they can just do the unlimited without doing a whole lifetime, it's not going to help you. It would be great. It's like a Band-Aid if you wanted to do that and only pay $50 and maybe go in once in a while and clear a really bad situation. It will do that one thing, but remember, what's underneath that Band-Aid is why you got that problem to begin with. So that's why you want to have the whole lifetime clearing and then do the unlimited to stay current. That's the way it's supposed to work. But the other one will work for people, but you're only clearing one situation. So you could have this whole vast amount of DNA stored inside of you with an issue, and taking a fly swatter at it, you know, is not going to help you. You want to clear your whole lifetime out. So definitely you want to do the whole lifetime clearing first.
Right, the whole lifetime entity clearing before you even, this is just the Band-Aid for in this particular disconnect, the chakra disconnect, crown chakra disconnect. That's only just, like you said, the Band-Aid, but you need to really do the whole lifetime to really get the effect.
Yeah, because everything starts off with this lifetime. So I'll just talk about that briefly here. So your DNA stores everything of all the experiences that was ever coming down the pike. Okay, and so everybody listening, we probably all have the same stuff. You know, our body's been here for a long time, different cultures, you know. And, you know, everything probably actually is probably pretty very similar with our experiences. So from that point, what's coming up in this lifetime? So how does that get determined? Well, your spirit chooses a body, and then the dark side brings forth your natal chart and looks at your DNA and says, okay, we want this body to experience this. And your spirit then kind of follows that script, and it decides what's the best thing that it wants to do. Remember, there's probably maybe 10 times more stuff that the spirit could have chose, good or bad, okay? So this is why we have the spirit, I think the spirit infusion clearing, where you're able to reprogram from conception forward until you're born, different energies in you that your spirit did not fully add to you, because you could go back into the past to have more talents and different things. But your spirit then picks out what it wants to do, because it's here to experience life, and hopefully it'd be, you know, a wonderful life for you. And it wants to show itself off to other spirits, so it wants to become creative with you. So what comes up in this lifetime is all the negative energy blocks, if you want to use the word negative. But all these blockages are from your ancestors, and those are in the way of what you choose to do. So it means you have to clear those out of yourself. So your spirits are saying, man, I want to do this thing here, but man, I got these 65 lifetimes where I just couldn't do what I want to do in this lifetime because these things are blocking me. So it's there to try to help you out. This is why people say, gee, I want to do something, and all the negative crap and stuff comes in the way, and I can't even do what I want to do because all of a sudden it popped up. And if I wouldn't have thought about it, maybe, or you know, put the affirmation out, we'll say, that's what people normally do, you know, it might be okay. But once I started focusing on what my what I think my life path is going to be or something like that, or what I choose to do, everything that's out there that could ever block me is coming forward. Well, that is correct, because you have to clean out the densities. That's the way it works. So that's the trick of the dark side. Oh, you want this piece of candy? Well, boy, you got to run 100 miles to get it, you know? And so in a way, you know, your spirit's going, oh, boy, I can clean out the body. Now I have a job to do, okay? So it's there to do that, to help you. And if you don't get it the first time, by maybe the 20th or 30th time when you twist your ankle or break a finger or something, you know, you're going to catch on that, yeah, I got blocked energy here. I better do something about it. But the whole process is that's the setup. So you really have to work for what you want to have. In true light, it doesn't work that way. But the dark side sets it up so that you get exhausted. And then, you know, you go through the death barcodes and everything else. But that's kind of how the system is working. This is why you want to do your billboard clearing, psychic billboard clearing, so you can get up there and reprogram your program. So back to you, I guess either Pauline or Annika.
Annika.
Okay. All right.
I can't think of anything here.
If there's anything on the fast chat, what are you? Do you have another thing to ask Pauline?
Oh, wait, it just occurred to me, the psychic billboard the other night on one of the shows, Ron cleared it for us. Now,
mm-hmm.
There is nothing on the, you know, online website that could similarly do that. I know it's not exactly how Ron did it, but I could have sworn I remember the Soul Family Disconnect having a psychic billboard clearing. Now, it's maybe not as extensive as what Ron did the other night, but can you elaborate, Ron?
Yeah, I don't think that one is. In fact, yeah, I haven't cleared anybody's billboard except for that one particular time here. In fact, if you were listening, was that on the
It is actually
on the Friday show?
It's on the Soul Family Disconnect.
It's on the Soul Family, yes, you're right. There is a psychic billboard program disconnection, but I would say that is relating to the Soul Family then, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's from the Soul Family writing on your billboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that who's in your space that they're using anyways to get, you know, push a button? From what I thought that's why when we did the New Year show, I had realized that would be a good, you know, clearing to get to disconnect the psychic billboard so I could leave it empty until I'm ready to go forth. And so I was wondering if there is anything that we can do, like, because I do remember that on the Soul Family Disconnect. So, I don't know. Okay, well.
Boy, yeah, I don't know either. I'm just trying to think here. I think the Saturday show we cleared the billboard. So what that did was take away everything on your psychic billboard for the people listening. And by doing so, that allows you now, you know, to have some space to kind of relax. And you could have 1,000 things on there that you don't even know about. So we did that clearing. I don't know if I can put that online or not, if I'm able to run it. It's a lot of energy to do that one, so I don't think I can possibly do that online.
Oh, I see.
You know, if you do go in and do the billboard clearing, it's like a billboard clearing, you're not clearing it off. But you're working with your issues and what you choose to have control over. This is what it amounts to, because the programs are all working with control. So they're controlling you not to have something, so you want to change that so you do get it. And that's the reason why you want to change your psychic billboard.
So you need to tap into your spirit to find out what is now up there every single time that you go. You said
every
check it every
time,
day.
Yeah, and you want to check it. Check it every day or two. Because as you change it and reprogram it, people will be responding to you differently.
Oh.
Just like kind of like driving your car down city streets. Are you going to turn left, or are you going to turn right, or go straight? Okay. And your billboard will dictate which way you go.
Okay.
And so
then
you
let's
might want
to
end up at the final destination straight ahead. That may only take you, say, a half an hour to get there. but because of all the alien interventions and stuff on your billboard that they brought up there with your natal chart and everything else and what everybody else is wanting you to do, all this energy that you're dealing with is going to cause you a problem, and it could take you months to get there. So the alien interference is your worst problem that you're having. That's your natal chart and everything else. Plus, they gave the ability for everybody else to interact with you, you know, consciously on your psychic billboard. So they think a bad thought about you, where's it going? It's hitting your body, and you know that's why your chakras get turned around like we started doing initially. And it's also on your psychic billboard. And whatever they're thinking about you, people could read that. So back to you, I guess, Annika.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, I know before we were talking about post-traumatic stress, and I don't think that's online, but there is something else that's online that I would say would do almost the same, which is the trauma clearing. You also have fear clearing, and I'm pretty sure you have problematic events clearing. So would you agree with that, Ron? Just wanting to check with you.
Yeah, that'd be a really good way to start, yes. Let's do the emotional clearing.
First, absolutely, always a good one to do, to start off there, right? Always start off with the emotional.
Yep, always do that one. And, you know, if we're talking to the vets here and you were in combat, well, then naturally you probably have barcodes on you. And so, you know, do that barcode clearing.
The death barcodes.
Yep, yeah, the death barcode. Because remember, when you into the service, that was because the dark side wanted to probably find a way to kill you. Because that's the way that you have that opportunity. And so I don't want to sound really negative. And actually driving a car is the same way. But, you know, when you start dealing with, you know, going to war, that's what I'm talking about. When you're going to war with somebody, you know, what's the outcome there, you know? So by all means, do the death barcode clearing. Plus you have that other clearing for stress. So those all may be starters. And I'm sure all those would help you, you know, to feel a little better.
Yeah, and to get to the psychic billboard mind projection clearing, I see it here on for a month for $20, which is really cheap. You can just type in, search for healing. I just put in billboard up the top. That's right up the top on creationlightship.com on the website there, on just underneath online healings. And I'm sure there are other ways. I think it's on the side if you scroll down to. I saw Marie asking here and wondering how and where that is to clear the psychic billboard. So that's how you do that. And what are the types of things that we can program into the billboard? Just to clarify that clearing, Ron.
Whatever you choose to do or want, remember, it may not come back to you instantly. But at least it will let everybody around you know that you're looking for that. And then you use the dark side energy. Remember, we're on a dark side planet here, and we're controlled in time. And so then it will take time for the people living in time to bring you what you're looking for.
Even health issues, Ron?
Pauline?
Even health issues could go up there. Let's say somebody wants to reprogram. To me, that might not work because the planets are also connected to the health issues. If they don't disconnect that as well, or like jumpstart after like the death barcode. I don't think any health issues can really be helped, right, on the psychic billboard, could it?
Well, you could have stuff on there with the hexes and spells, so you could look at that and see if anybody has hexed you and you have an illness.
Hmm.
Remember, I think a lot of people who are dealing with the situation has probably been hexed or spelled or cursed.
And it could be generational back.
People have their illness because of that. And or they have it and people think of them and they put negative energy toward that person because they feel bad about them. Remember, it's an emotion. So if you feel or see somebody, maybe they're on crutches or something, or in a walker, and they're, you know, not doing too bad, you know, they're actually doing bad, but they're, you know, functioning, you know, first say, oh, that poor person. Well, right away, that goes to their billboard. This person is poor. Okay, now what does that mean? Or I feel sorry for this person. You're giving them an extra load, okay? And you're not thinking about, oh, let's see if I can take away this pain, or, you know, see if I can, you know, figure out some way to maybe make them feel better. But you're just, you know, dumping on them your judgment of what you perceive. Or, God, I hope I never want to get like that. Well, that's being dumped on the person, too. So what you want to do is not do that. And, you know, on the billboard, you know, you do want to do something about, you know, I'm strong and healthy. You know, I attract healthy people in my life. I attract the healthy food, healthy relationships, you know, things like that. Maybe if you're looking for a job, you want to attract a job, and you may want to put down what your talents are, what you want to look for the job for, you know. Just saying that you know, want to work at a certain store or have a career, you might end up, qualifying or getting a job where you're actually, you know, doing janitorial work for the company that you want to work for. Maybe you're qualified to do something, but you land at that, at least you're in the door, but it may not be what you're looking for. So remember, you have to be careful what you're asking for, because the dark side will see that literally and put you that way, because you are using a dark side program. You're using a program that doesn't have any emotions to it. All you're doing is typing into it. And then from there, it gets transmitted to everybody. That's all around you. So you naturally want to put something in there and find out what's on there, because you have to cancel it. You have to take it off. And by taking it off, then you can bring something new on. By putting something new on, you're able to bring something new into your life through the dark side plan of their cause and effect, so that you're able to bring it into your life. And check it every 2 days.
Okay. Over to you, Pauline.
Well, we haven't done the mind to heart drop. Could we do that? So that, since you said that we need to communicate with our spirit for the psychic billboard and everything else that we probably need to communicate with our spirit, can we do the mind to heart drop?
That's very good. Yeah, let's do that. End of the day here, end of the BTS program. So mind to heart drop. So just think of an elevator dropping down. This is your awakening thoughts. And remember, we must command your spirit. So here we go. And yes, the psychic billboard works with the law of attraction. And it could also work with the opposite of that, because it could bring to you what you don't want, okay, as other people are transmitting on to that. So that's the way it works. It works both ways. Which one's more stronger, your thoughts or somebody else's? So a lot of times other people's thoughts are stronger, especially if you get a group of people thinking about you a certain way. Here we go. Mind to heart drop. Commanding your spirit to drop your awakening thoughts into your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So this you can do yourself. Normally after doing it maybe 3 times, you should probably be heart-centered, but I just wanted to do it more for people. So if you think a thought now, you're not going to have any negative or positive thoughts, because they don't exist in your heart center. Your spirit will not allow them to come in. You're still in time, but time has stopped for you on the timeline. So any questions before we sign off here? I know we got the 8-hour call coming up on this coming Sunday. And we also have, it'll be the final one, and then we also have our conference call in about a half an hour.
For those who want to plan... Ron, can I mention that you're going to be in L.A. 1st of October,
yes,
and you're also going to be in New York in the middle of October, I think 21st.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so the first weekend will be at the Conscious Life Expo and on Century. And the hotel is the,
Marriott, I think, isn't it?
You're at the LAX Hilton, and then you're at the Hotel New Yorker on the East Coast.
Hilton, yeah. Thinking of the two girls, Hilton sisters. But yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Oh, blessings to all of you, and we'll bring in some peace energy, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Our next BBS program will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, also on Station 1. Thank you, you guys, Pauline and Annika.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Pauline.